علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently taking our inspiration from the third sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam explains the wisdom behind his governance and him taking over the leadership. And we reach this phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Nakathat ta'ifatun wa maraqat ukhra," that once Imam Ali alayhi salam took over the governance and his main role was to bring back the balance of justice in the society. At that very moment, two groups were formed. One was Nakathat Ta'ifatun. There was a group that broke their promise. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken a promise from all the knowledgeable people that they are supposed to be very sensitive about inequality in the society, about injustice in the society. And unfortunately, when Imam Ali alayhi salam began to take that firm step against injustice, there was a group that broke their promise. And we gave the example of two companions that came to Imam Ali alayhi salam, and they were expecting to maintain that classy position that they had at the time of the previous caliphs without actual hard work. But Imam Ali alayhi salam denied them with a very suave political move.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We are discussing about this phrase in the third sermon when Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Nakathat ta'ifatun wa maraqat ukhra," that a group of people, they broke their promise, and there was another that left the religion. Maraqat ukhra. So the first group was the ones that broke their promise regarding the fact that they need to be part of a system of justice, but they were not able to bear the justice system that Imam Ali alayhi salam had proposed. But there was another group that left the religion, and the word that Imam Ali alayhi salam uses here is maraqa, maraqat ukhra. Maraqa basically means that It's like alluding to that the meaning, like when an arrow leaves the bow. So when an axeman holds a bow and an arrow and he aims at a certain thing and leaves, the bow, the arrow also leaves the bow, leaves the string and moves towards the direction. That action of the arrow leaving the bow is called, is what is alluded to as maraqa. Maraqat ukhra means a group of people left religion swiftly. And this shows that Imam Ali is saying that this group were believers, they were religious, but they left that religion. Imam Ali alayhi salam doesn't use this word for those who broke their promise, because they, unfortunately, those who broke their promise, they lacked religiosity. They entered into the realm of enjoyment and forgetfulness and obliviousness of their purpose in life. That was the group that broke their promise. But this group was one that was religious, but they left the religion very swiftly because of their way of thinking. And this group that Imam Ali alayhi salam is talking about is the group of the Khawarij. Basically, the Khawarij is a famous group of people that used to live during the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and after that, that left the religion and kind of left Imam Ali alayhi salam and made their own group.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We are talking about the Khawarij, that means the group of people that left Imam Ali alayhi salam, that were called the Mariqun. These were those people that were very staunch followers of the religion. When you would tell them, pay the khums, they would pay. Pay the zakat, they would pay. When they would be told, go to Makkah for Hajj, they would go Makkah for Hajj. When they would be told, come to pray or wake up in the middle of the night for prayers, they woke up and they were serious. They would recite Quran. They had good morals apparently, but they had one big problem. Their level of understanding was weak. They were weak in their thought processes. And they were not ready to have a deeper understanding of Islam. So this group of people, because of their, surface level thinking, they ended up fighting against Imam Ali alayhi salam. The sword of Imam Ali alayhi salam that had fallen on the ground because of those people who had broken their promises, now those people who are the Mariqun, or the ones who left the religion, they picked up that sword and they began to strike Imam Ali alayhi salam with it. They fought against Imam Ali and they thought they were holier than thou. You know that there are some people who are, you can say, those holier than thou kind of people that kind of feel that they are special and they know everything and they understand everything. And even the leader of the Muslim Ummah, who is chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and appointed by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even he, na'udhu billah, or may Allah protect us from such thoughts, does not understand religion. So unfortunately, we ended up having these people called the Mariqun that were preliminarily religious people, but secondarily they left the religion because of their weak understanding and lack of depth in trying to follow the teachings of Islam. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He protects us from such thinking and gives us the strength and courage to understand Islam properly. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه